This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado taxpayers could get sales tax refund checks months ahead of schedule under a proposed bill at the legislature. The state constitution limits how much the government can spend each year, and when it collects more than it needs, the extra money goes back to residents. This bill would speed up that process. Here's Governor Jared Polis.
The best thing that I think that the state can do with our healthy surplus that we have because of our strong economy is immediately move up tax refunds and get them out.
The bill would result in individuals getting $400 refunds this fall and $800 for joint filers. Some Republicans have called the change politically motivated, noting that the earlier refund checks will arrive before the election this fall. Police released more details about the DUI arrest of Broomfield Democratic state lawmaker Matt Gray. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
According to a police report, Representative Gray was picking up his children from school when staff called police because they suspected he had been drinking. As he was being put in a patrol car, Gray, a former assistant prosecutor, told police he was friends with the local district attorney, while also saying officers should not give him special treatment. Meanwhile, DA Brian Mason said he would recuse himself from Gray's case. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Residents in a North Denver neighborhood may have to leave their homes after a pipe broke and flooded an entire city block over the weekend. Waters have receded, leaving behind layers of mud and residents having to dig out their cars. Denver Water says it expects to restore service to the area by early Tuesday, and they've committed to paying for repairs to homes damaged by the pipe burst. This is CPR News and KRCC. It is 1:06 this hour. It's more here and now.